Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends of sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great in sports history. And welcome to your sports break for December 11th, as we will talk about some of the greatest athletes that played games in North America on team sports and some great events and moments in sports history that they had on December 11th. We'll talk about their uniform numbers as well. But in a second, before that, let's talk about how you can get a hold of us to give us feedback. We'd love to hear your feedback. You can do it by sending emails to us, pigskindispatch@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Love to hear what you're thinking about, what you like, what you don't like, and maybe what you'd like to see. So please do that, pigskindispatch@gmail.com. Now your uniform numbers for December 11th that we will talk about are numbers 32, 5, 26, 17, 16, 19, 11, and number 9. December 11th, 1949 is where we'll start on the calendar, and Chicago Bears quarterback and former Heisman winner that we talked about just a few days ago, number 32, Johnny Lujack, passed for 6 touchdowns versus the Chicago Cardinals as the Bears cruise to a victory 52-29 over the Chicago Cardinals. December 11, 1951, Joe DiMaggio, the longtime number 5 of the New York Yankees, announced his retirement from the game of baseball. What a career Joe DiMaggio has had. We've talked about him in a plethora of different dates here, especially during the baseball season, those summer months. And you know, you can just go to the Earl to Go search box up on the front page of jerseydispatch.com, type in Joe DiMaggio, and you'll see what we're talking about. December 11, 1966, Al Nelson, number 26, a defensive back of the Philadelphia Eagles, set an NFL record when he returned a missed field goal, get this, 100 yards. Now, we know in modern times that record has been broken more than once as people have taken it all the way out of the end zone. In fact, even a 109-yard return occurred in the NFL. December 11, 1993, the 59th Heisman Trophy Award was won by Florida State quarterback number 17, Charlie Ward. What a great athlete he was. Did not get to play in the NFL, but was a heck of an NBA player in his own right, because he played on FSU's basketball team as well that did pretty well. Now, speaking of Florida State and quarterbacks winning the Heisman, well, 7 years later, December 11th, 2000, the 66th Heisman Trophy Award was won by FSU's number 16, Chris Wankey, another great quarterback there for the old Seminoles, as they had another spectacular year and a very tough team there back in the 1990s. December 11th, 2002, Joe Sakic, number 19 of the Colorado Avalanche. He scored his 500th career goal against the Vancouver Canucks. December 11, 2004, the 70th Heisman Trophy Award was won by USC quarterback number 11, Matt Leinart. And finally, we move to December 11, 2021, and the 87th Heisman Trophy Award was handed out and won by Alabama quarterback number 9, Bryce Young, who, man, can that guy play? He could run, he can pass, he could do it all, and has a great mind on him. And we can't wait to see what he does at the next level of professional football. And just some tremendous quarterbacks we got to talk about today. A lot of them winning the Heisman. There's a Heisman Trophy Quarterback Day, December 11th, throughout history. And if you want to learn more about history of sports, well, you can check out all of our podcasts we have. Your favorite podcast provider has the Jersey Dispatch podcast. And also, you can go to sportshistorynetwork.com and pigskindispatch.com, who we have some great items there. Thousands of hours of podcast downloads and hours upon hours of reading and looking at some great photos of sports history. You'll learn a lot there. Family friendly for the whole family, and I think you'll really enjoy yourself when you're looking for something to do. So, till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day.
to mention that we have a great contest coming out for you that join up with our newsletter and participate in it by reading it and opening up and clicking. We'll be monitoring that. And that some folks that do that, we'll be awarding some special prizes that we have coming out. And some of it may be some editions of a great book that you can get in hardcover right now, great for a Christmas present. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Walmart. And that is Spies on the Sidelines: The High-Stake World of NFL Espionage by Kevin Bryant. Kevin, we would love to have you buy his book, but we're also going to be giving away two ebooks here by the middle of December by folks that are looking at our newsletter. So make sure you take advantage of those opportunities.
This penalty kill is almost over. I got to get back out on the ice. But thanks again for joining us for another great edition of Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We'll see you tomorrow. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel. Get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, aka the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.